Could we all be upstanding for the prayer, please? Almighty God, we who gather together in council pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting and pay my respects to both elders past and present. Thank you. Good evening and welcome to a special meeting of council this Wednesday, the 10th of February 2021. I welcome councillors, management and staff, and also those members of the public viewing the live stream online or watching this recording at a later time. As part of our efforts to contain the spread of COVID-19 and in accordance with Section 395 of the Local Government Act 2020, this council meeting is being live streamed on council's website and is unfortunately not open to the public. The audio and video recordings will be published on council's website within 48 hours of the meeting. In accordance with the Chief Health Officer's direction for Victorians, we have to wear masks this evening. All those present tonight will be wearing them unless a medical exemption has been provided, which Councillor Eckel has. When addressing the meeting, the Speaker may choose to take off their mask in order to be clearly heard and understood. Could everyone in the room please be... sorry, I've already done that. I'll put that aside. So this evening we have CEO Philpott, Mr Sexton, Councillor Eckel, Councillor DePieri, Councillor Arney, Mr Parham, Mr Millen, Mr Horson, Councillor Wood, Councillor Reynolds, Councillor Power, Councillor Milne and Deputy Mayor Helen Healy. So everyone is present. Are there any apologies and absences? We move on to the management reports at 5.1. We have an endorsement of the concept plan of the Powerhouse Precinct with a recommendation at item 2 that Council endorse the final concept plan for the Mildura Riverfront Stage 2 Powerhouse Precinct as presented. The Mildura Riverfront Redevelopment Stage 2 is one of our four projects that form Mildura Future Ready, our advocacy strategy. A revised master plan for the Mildura Riverfront Redevelopment Stage 2 project was endorsed by Council in 2019. Stage 2 to the project includes the redevelopment of about 9 acres of rail corridor and land running adjacent to this from 7th Street between Madden Avenue and Walnut Avenue in the existing area known as the Powerhouse. Do I have a mover for that motion? Councillor Eckel? Mayor. A seconder? Councillor DePieri?
Question, Mr Mayor.
Happy to take that question.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. It's in relation to the existing toilets and their removal. I really like the plan, but I'm really struggling at the moment with the placement of the new toilets and the distance from JC Park. The existing toilets, at what point will they be destroyed, closed, or whatever? Will the new toilets be finished before that happens? So is, you know, are we going to be left without toilets at some point or not? And are we sure that it's not possible just to do a renovation and leave the existing toilet blocks there instead? And the other question is, okay, if that toilet block is taken away and we build a new one, to build another toilet block, do we own the land to build that on? What are the hurdles that we would have to go through to actually achieve a toilet block on JC Park somewhere? Is that going to be possible?
I'll just forward that question on to General Manager Community, Martin Horson.
Thanks, Mr Mayor. I'll take the last one first. The land for JC Park would be, the future plan is to put additional toilets on JC Park as part of the JC Park redevelopment. And obviously the normal planning requirements would be there, but it certainly is possible, and that would be the future plan. the other questions in regard to the programming of and the impact of the removal of the existing toilets and the building of the new toilets, that would be obviously programmed so there would be as minimal impact, and the removal of the existing toilets would be the last phase of the development, which would enable a smooth transition between the use of the old toilets and the new toilets. Are we sure? I think the question was in regard to the placement. There's a whole lot of existing conditions on that site that we've taken into account, together with obviously trying to put the new toilets in a place where it will service the entire precinct as well as JC Park. And those matters have been taken into account with the placement. The other issue in regard to the distance between the new toilets in the Powerhouse precinct and JC. The toilets are designed obviously to service JC as well as the Powerhouse precinct, but with the future development of the toilets for JC, obviously that will cover off on the proximity issue. There's about 70 metres difference in terms of the proximity, so and also we're obviously funded to build those new toilets, which is a really important aspect, and we're yet to be funded for the future development of JC Park, so it's an important consideration. So there may well be a period of time where we only have the new toilets there, but the goal is to service JC as a separate item in the future. And I think that's covered all your questions, Mr. Councillor Mill.
Thank you, General Manager Community. Are there any other questions? Councillor Power.
Thank you, Mayor. Through you, Mr. Mayor, I would just like to inquire, is it possible to keep the current toilet block that is there and to update the exterior so that it fits in with the new development until the new toilets are constructed eventually in JC Park? I just have a lot of community concern today via message about the distance between JC Park and the new toilets and being rid of a really decent toilet block that can be used in the meantime. Thank you.
General Manager, Community.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, similar to my response to Councillor Milne, one of the key design objectives is to really make a connection between that side of JC Park with the new precinct. Where the existing toilets are now, it is actually a barrier in terms of that connection. We will try to minimise that time between the new toilets and the other toilets, but as part of the project there is a significant cost in the demolition. If we were to delay that, then it obviously would have a funding implication in that council would have to fund that as opposed to using the funding that we have for the current program that we've got through the state government. So that would be the issue.
Thank you very much for that. I think Councillor Healy also has a question.
Yeah, concurring with Councillor Power, I too have received many, many inquiries about the toilet situation, and they're comparing it to the situation down the other end near Nwinji Place and the distance children have to go to the toilet. So I would like to, as with Councillor Power, ask that the old toilets are kept as long as possible and that we go seek funding for new toilets immediately so that there's not a long period of time between just having the one set of toilets down there.
We can take that on board, Councillor Herring.
Yes, a point of order, Mr. Mayor. That was a statement to the General Manager. This is only for questions at this particular time, I feel that
so
was out
I'll put
of
a
order.
Another word in there, can we look at keeping the toilets as long as possible so we have good access for families at JC Park? Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Healy. Thank you, General Manager Horson. Do you have any more to add to that?
We can certainly consider consider that.
Thank you.
Cool. A Councillor Wood, I believe, has a question too.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Can you explain the scope of works to do with the extension of car park, please?
Certainly there'll be an additional 48 car parks as part of the early works package, which will be commencing very soon. And that's to compensate for the car parks that would be not available in the actual powerhouse precinct where the village square is. And it will be that will be in addition to what is available there now. So, and that's been that was part of the early works package. It isn't in the current plan that's probably on the website now, but it certainly is built into the project.
Thank you. Councillor De Pieri has
through
a question
you, Mr.
too.
Mr. Mayor, could General Manager, tell us what, in dollar terms, what is the contribution of the state government to the building of new toilets?
It would be in excess on our current costings, have yet to be market tested, but with the additional toilets and the landscaping and the removal of the existing toilets, it would be in excess of $1 million.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll just... Councillor Healy.
Can you tell me, is the demolishing of the current toilets part of the budget for this new development?
Yes, that is within the budget for the powerhouse precinct, yep.
Right. And one more. So what would the actual cost of new toilets in JC Park be, not taking into consideration the demolishing of the old ones?
Well, subject to design and very preliminary, typically toilets of, you know, a normal toilet would be in the vicinity of $300,000 to $350,000.
Thank you.
Thank you, General Manager. Community. So we have a mover and a seconder. Would anybody like to object to the motion? Would anybody like to speak to the motion? Councillor Eccle.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Asking the appropriateness, I'm quite happy for it to go to the vote first and then speak to the motion.
No, it'd be preferable for you to speak first, okay. Councillor Eccle.
Mr. Mayor, thanks for the opportunity, because I believe that in terms of the context of the whole riverfront, this is a very, very important time. It was an excellent example of community and stakeholder and government engagement at both levels, both state and council. And we have to be mindful that the engagement of the council commenced years ago rather than, as pointed out in the agenda last November, with the community consultation or the start of the community consultation. This could be considered as a precursor to stage two of the riverfront development. And there was strong support from the community in regards to food and beverage and for the current site to be retained, both in, at my understanding too, both as a as being food and beverage opportunities there and in the precinct, and nor from my perspective in the engagement as far as discussions within councils and council, and I can be called upon to retract, but I don't believe at any time was the councillors questioning the lessor's position in the precinct. So that's just a little bit of to straighten the situation out in regards to media comment around that particular issue from a transparency perspective. Also, Mr. Mayor, in voting for this motion tonight and reading the feedback, I place a creative and a cultural lens over the project. And when I had a look at all the feedback, particularly from the community, I believe that the main things was that this precinct will contribute to activating our love for our river precinct, also the tourism and business engagement, development of the creative industries that it will present, also educational offerings, and finally, but more importantly, contributes to the community health and well-being, and commences our long-term process for Mildura as an innovative regional hub. And I commend the council and the councillors for the work put in for this particular project. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Eckel. Would anybody else like to speak to the motion? Councillor Reynolds was first, and then you, yeah. Councillor Milne.
Thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to echo Councillor Eccles' comments, actually, and I'd like to thank the community for their input to the Powerhouse site. There was great community engagement, great passion, and that passion and engagement has been incorporated into the design that we are here to endorse tonight. And I also congratulate the architects for listening and responding to that input and quickly creating a plan that will enhance that site, make the most of the historic Powerhouse building and be an asset to the community.
Thank you, Councillor Reynolds. Councillor Milne.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, my comments are along the same line that we did have a plan a couple of weeks ago and there was a lot of response from the community. But that has been very quickly acted on, and I guess with our staff and the design team, you know, they've sort of had to take on board some of the community concerns, our concerns, and they've been very quick to react. And I think the work that they've done in that short amount of time has been very well accepted by the councillors. I believe it'll be well accepted by the community. And they've gone ahead and done that quite happily and readily, worked very hard to achieve what they believed as the, you know, the community was saying. And I think they've really got it right. And yeah, we've still got a couple of concerns, but again, we're not going to please everybody with every aspect, myself included. I'd like to see the toilets there, but the bigger picture is we do need to get this done. Our riverfront is a fantastic area that our community is using. And yeah, there'll be another set of toilets to come along later, and that that'll make us happy, those of us that are concerned about that. And I think, you know, the response from the staff and the team working on this project has been very, very good, and they've presented us with something that basically we're all happy with. So, you know, thank you very much for all that hard work that's been put in a very short time to achieve this result. And I think that's a job well done, so I thank them for it.
Thank you very much, Councillor Milne. I will now put the motion to a vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. The motion is carried. Thank you very much. That was the only item on the agenda this evening. We have no urgent business. And now I'd just like to thank everybody for beaming in and watching or watching later, and thank all the councillors and staff for coming today. And it'll be a wonderful step forward to another piece in the puzzle of the riverfront. So thank you all very much.